It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Last week, it was announced the state insurance commissioner was taking over a co-op that was financed by the Affordable Care Act. Commissioner Nick Gerhart went to court, got a judge's order, placing him in the role of rehabilitator of Co-Opportunity Health. It's surrounding financial concerns. And with me this morning to sort out what's happened in the last week or so is Des Moines Register healthcare reporter Tony Lays. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Clay.
What does this mean, and essentially what happened here?
What happened is that there was a new insurer that had been in business essentially for a little over a year, and it was putting out more money in healthcare costs than it was taking in premiums, and it had received quite a bit of federal money, over $100 million, and the feds basically said, we're not going to give you any more money right now, and that created a cash flow crisis, and the state took it over before it just went under.
So Nick Gerhart essentially now is the CEO, so to speak, of Co-Opportunity Health.
He's running it, yes, sir. And he is both running it, but at the same time telling Iowans that if he had that insurance, he probably would think about switching to something else, which is not a very good sign for the company.
So how many people has this impacted?
Well, there's a little over 100,000 people in Iowa and Nebraska. Actually, more of them are in Nebraska than Iowa. Some of them bought individual policies. Those are the people who have the most to lose here. Quite a few of them got them through small employers who have more options to buy other coverage.
Moving forward, what can these people do besides jump ship here?
Well, they can stick with the plan if they want to. It's still providing coverage, and if they pay their premiums, they still will have coverage. They can switch. If they're individuals, they've already missed the deadline for switching for January 1st, which is a big deal. So they would basically probably have to stay covered with Co-Opportunity through January, then switch to a new plan come February 1st.
How much of this do you see is politics because of a Democratic president with Barack Obama and a federal health care program that's been unpopular for many Republican governors, including Terry Branstad?
Well, it was the Obama administration folks who cut off the money. So, you know, that part doesn't strike me as particularly political. The insurance commissioner is a Republican, but he's seen up on the State House as a pretty straight shooter. He's not a very political guy. I think this will get political. I'd almost be surprised if there aren't going to be like congressional hearings on it by the Republicans. It's a hanging curveball right over the middle of the plate for them. I don't know why they wouldn't take a swing at it.
And you have Rand Paul, who's a Republican, eyeing Iowa a lot because of its first-in-the-nation caucuses, and he put a tweet out there recently.
He did. And the Wall Street Journal said that this is the Solyndra of Obamacare, and I was surprised it took several days for somebody to come up with that metaphor.
Sure. So what's this mean for the future of the Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare, in Iowa? Are there future implications here?
Well, this is really, it's a part of Obamacare, but it's only a part. To a certain extent, it's a sideline of Obamacare. I mean, it's not good news, for sure, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Obamacare as a whole is going under. Obamacare is a very complicated thing with a lot of different programs. They were trying a lot of different things. I guess if you step back, it's not surprising that some of those ideas worked out better than others.
So what are you anticipating in the days ahead with this ongoing news story?
I would think that it doesn't look good for the company. I mean, it's still an ongoing concern now, but it doesn't look good. A lot of those customers are probably going to switch over to Coventry, which is the only other carrier that sold policies for which you could get the subsidies under Obamacare. That's who most of these people are, moderate income folks getting subsidies. It's a good thing for Iowa that Coventry participated. That was an open question in 2013. There are a lot of folks who thought that Co-Opportunity was going to be the only carrier selling these subsidized policies in Iowa. Coventry came in sort of at the last minute and said, no, we will too. If that hadn't happened, there wouldn't be a carrier in Iowa.
All right. We've been talking with Tony Lays, a healthcare reporter with the Des Moines Register, about what we know about the state taking over an insurance co-op financed by the Affordable Care Act. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Clay.